Thank you for joining us for our sermon podcast. Emmanuel United Methodist Church is located at 1351 Main Street in Welford, South Carolina. Our mission at Emmanuel states, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Our hope is that this message will help you as you grow in God's grace, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to pursue Christ with all you have. Now sit back and listen for what the Lord may be saying to you as Pastor Andrew delivers today's message. Thank you.
So today we're actually concluding this series, Resurrecting, that we've been in. And this series has been based off of the Elevation Worship song called Resurrecting. And the words say, by your spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King, which we celebrated at Easter, is still resurrecting me. And that's our hope as we've gone through this Easter season, is that we don't think the resurrection is a one-time thing for us to get excited about. But it's an ongoing process, like that river of grace. It's an ongoing walk with Christ. And He, the resurrected King, continues to resurrect places in our life. Today is also a special day in the life of the church. It's probably a forgotten day. Thursday was what we call Ascension Day. It's 40 days after the resurrection. It's the time period that Jesus spent with His disciples after Easter and until He ascended into heaven, like we proclaim in our creeds. So we celebrate that the Sunday after. So today is Ascension Sunday. If I said to you, what do we celebrate on Holy Thursday or Maundy Thursday? You would probably say, you know, communion, foot washing, the commands of Jesus to love. If I say Good Friday, you would say, oh, the cross. Easter, the grave is empty. Pentecost, that's when the preacher gets weird and he talks about the Holy Spirit. But if I said ascension, it might take us a while. We know what ascend means. But it might take us a little while to figure out how it applies to our faith. So today, I hope that will help you by the time we get done today. So we're going to be in Acts chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 4 through 11. That is on page 884 if you're in one of the Black Emmanuel Bibles. Acts chapter 1, starting in verse 4. While staying with them, He ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, He said, is what you have heard from Me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked Him, Lord, is this the time when You will receive the kingdom to restore the kingdom of Israel? And He replied, it is not for you to know the times or the period that the Father has set by His own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When He had said this, as they were watching, He was lifted up and a cloud took Him out of their sight. While He was going and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw Him go into heaven. This is the word of God for you, the beloved people of God. Thanks be to God. Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to You. You are our Lord, our God, and our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. So today the ascension is, it's when Jesus returns to His throne. It's when Jesus returns to His home. One scholar said it's kind of like everybody in the family begins to get excited when a family announces they're expecting a child. But you don't hold the baby just then, do you? And so they say, well, Christmas and his life and Easter and all the Holy Week stuff. That's kind of like the 9 months. But then when he returns home, it's like the baby is here. Another said it's kind of like the presidential election. Everybody's excited after the election, but that person has no power until the inauguration. And they said the ascension is like the inauguration. While Jesus was here, while he was the elected one, while he was here teaching and discipling and healing and changing lives and setting people free, he was the one who had the authority. But when he took office in heaven, he left the authority to us. So today I want to challenge you that if you want the resurrected king to continue resurrecting your faith, to do something very, very hard to do. To remember. To remember. Remember first where Jesus is. See, we say it all the time that he ascended into heaven. He sitteth at the right hand of God. That is the most powerful seat in all the powerful seats in the history of the world. That proves that Jesus, when he said, I have all authority in heaven and on earth, it's now true because he is at God's right hand. He's not in a grave. He's not sleeping. He's alive. And he's sitting on his throne at God's right hand. That means he has all authority. And it means that he is not just the king, but he is the king of all kings. That he is the most powerful person in the world. The second thing that you must remember if you want to experience resurrection in your faith is that you are a witness. That you are a witness. Acts 1:8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And Jesus says, not too many days from now, Pentecost is coming. And he says, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all of Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That word witness is a funny word. It's a noun. It means someone who sees an event or has evidence of. So I want to ask you today, what evidence do you have in your life that proves Jesus is King of Kings? What evidence do you have that God has indeed been good to you? What evidence do you have that his grace, that his love, that his mercy, that his blood has forgiven, restored, and redeemed your life? Think about all those things you're thankful for. Did God have anything to do with them? If so, that's your evidence. That's the proof you need. So remember that you are a witness. You have seen and you have your own set of evidence in your life that proves Jesus is King of all kings. Are you ready for your next remember? I see those of you staring at me with that pen ready. I wish my students looked like that. Remember that the King of all kings has called you, commanded you to be a witness. Remember that you have been called to be a witness. Didn't I tell you that word witness is a funny word? It's also a verb. And the verb means to give or serve as evidence, to testify to. You see, you've got your own evidence, but you've also been called to share that evidence, to testify to the goodness of God to other people. And I want to share something really important with you. Something I've wanted to share for quite some time, but it's not been the right time to do so. But it is evidence of how God has moved in this place. It is an opportunity for me to testify, to witness to the goodness of God. You see, a couple years ago, we were still all pretty new at this. Y'all were welcoming and promising and encouraging, and I was too naive or just stupid to think that, hey, this might not work. And my district superintendent, at one of my meetings where I go and I stand or I sit before a group of people, and they determine whether or not they'll sign me up for another year. It's kind of intimidating. It's like, what do you tell your wife if you come home and they didn't sign you up? It's kind of like, babe, I don't have a job. You know, it's kind of scary. But my district superintendent at the time, who is now retired, he pulled me aside and he said, Andrew, I want you to know something. He said, Emmanuel had the largest increase in attendance of all the Spartanburg district. That's Spartanburg, Union, and Cherokee County. Little old Emmanuel. And I said, well, thank you. And I told like five people and I didn't say another word about it. Because I'm not an awards. I played offensive line, and if you know anything about football, you're not supposed to. If you're an offensive lineman and you get like attention, you stink as a teammate. You're supposed to talk about how good the guys behind you are. So I just didn't make a big deal about it. Well, a few weeks ago, we received a letter in the mail that I am going to make a big deal about. We are Tuesday morning. We are receiving the Bishop's 5-Star Award of Excellence. Andrew, we don't know what that means. I didn't either. But what they do is they take a look at all the church's information, and then you send in your information, and they evaluate you compared to everybody else. And these are the 5 stars that determines whether the bishop recognizes you as an excellent church. The first is a focus on Christian education. You have to show that there was an increase in your Sunday school. Oh, that's why a preacher wants us coming to Sunday school. No, it's not. I want you coming to Sunday school because you can learn with other believers about God's word. You can make a family out of people you just worship with. A family that will cry with you, will laugh with you, will celebrate with you. That's why I want you in Sunday school. But we did. We increased by 12 people per Sunday. That's ridiculous. But do you know what our average was on the paper we turned in? 31. Do you know how many we had last week? 38. Do you know how many we're capable of having? 45. God's brought us a long way. You know how many we had in June of 2015? Zero. That's what God's done. The second thing is church growth. You have to show that people actually are coming to your church and becoming members. So we did. We showed that we had a 300% increase in membership from 2018 versus 2017. And that was in large part due to our confirmation class and our two girls that professed their faith. You have to show an emphasis on youth ministry, which I think is pretty clear that we've done that. You had to look at something new that impacted the life of your church or community. And we told them about our Welford Academy ministries and how we were making a difference in that school. We told them about our Kingdom Kids service. And then the last star is, are you participating in the ministries of the United Methodist Church by giving your apportionments? And we reported that we donated for like the 18th out of 16 years, 100%. And some of you said, well, that's like them taxing us. No, it's not. That's how we make a difference. Has anybody ever been to Africa on behalf of this church? Nobody, right? You've made a difference there. because we've supplied nets and we've supplied medicines and things like that through supporting our Methodist organizations that are already there. Does that make sense? That's what apportionments do. They allow us to transform the world and still focus on Welford. So those five things, I think it's probably safe that we can agree there's still room to go. Over the last 14 weeks, we have made some headway in our 20 for 20 goal. We are going to have a membership drive this summer. I think it's pretty safe to say that our emphasis and prayers for youth ministry is working. We went January, we had one. Some Sundays we have five. Most Sundays we have three or four. That's pretty big. So on Tuesday morning, the bishop will recognize Emmanuel United Methodist Church, a church that 4 years ago was lucky to have 20 people in church, as one of 17 excellent churches in the state of South Carolina. You won't see me post about it. You won't see me brag about it. But I would not be doing my job if I didn't stand before you and testify to what God's doing. It's just not who I am. I'm just not an awards person. I just never have been. Other than this one time, I really wanted to tell this really cute girl about all my trophies because I thought she'd like me more. She married me. So y'all decide whether it worked or not. So remember. Remember where Jesus is. Remember that you are a witness. You have evidence. But church, remember that we've got to go and testify to the goodness of God too. That our job is not done. He said, go be my witnesses. You got a story to tell. If God's been good to you in your life, you got a story to tell. And what you don't realize sometimes is there are people who need to hear it. You just need the courage to share it. So by your spirit, we will rise from the ashes of defeat. Now I want to talk to the original Emmanuel Knights. I just made that word up. If this was your home church before 2015, did you feel like you were in the ashes of defeat? The answer is yes, isn't it? But the resurrected King is resurrecting us. In your name, we have come alive. But our role is to declare his victory. Because church, the resurrected King is still resurrecting us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We hope this message encourages you in your walk with Christ. We would love for you to join us for worship at Emmanuel United Methodist Church, where becoming and making disciples is more than just a mission statement. For more information, you can visit us at emmanuelumc.com, or you can find us on Facebook at IUMC Welford. God bless.